This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Britain's medicine regulator has advised people with a history of significant allergic reactions do not get Pfizer-BioNTech's vaccine after two people reported adverse effects, England's National Health Service said Wednesday. Two people with a history of significant allergic reactions responded adversely in the UK yesterday. Both are recovering well, according to the National Medical Director for the NHS, who said, quote, Wednesday, clearing the way for shots to be delivered and administered across the country, AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
Health Canada posted on its website that the vaccine made by US drug maker Pfizer and Germany's BioNTech is authorized. Health Canada said in a statement, Canadians can feel confident that the review process was rigorous and that they have strong monitoring systems in place. Canada is set to receive nearly 250,000 doses this month and 4 million doses of the vaccine by March. The department said the vaccine is for use in people 16 years of age or older, but noted Pfizer-BioNTech are running further clinical trials on children of all age groups, and that could change. I'm Zaria Shakili.
The Russian space agency said Wednesday it planned to offer the Sputnik coronavirus vaccine to cosmonauts, but insisted the vaccination would be done on a voluntary basis. Last week, Russia launched its mass vaccination program using Sputnik V, which has been named after a Soviet-era satellite. Developers say it's 95% effective based on interim trial results. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has arrived in Brussels for dinner with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen in a last-ditch attempt to avoid a tumultuous Brexit without a trade deal in 3 weeks' time.